Yeah, so this old guy in my room here, he's such a cunt. He keeps telling me to fuck off, etc. All I do is ever do nice things for him, like make him coffee, etc., and try to, you know, help him. And he's like a little kid. I think I said something about him before, about not growing up. And like, just for an example, he complained that I put some stuff on the heater to dry. I come in today, and he's got his dirty underwears on the heater. Yeah, so anyway. But, yeah. It's typical that in Western Europe that white European males are disadvantaged and yeah, punished, yeah? So this old Russian guy and all these Kazakhstanis and supposed Ukrainians who go around being dickheads, really, smashing things, ruining things, taking windows off stuff, because the people who work here are Ukrainian and Russian speaking, and actually Ukrainian and Russian, they always side with these people. And they're not interested in, you know, no one here speaks English or even Estonian in Estonia. And anyway, so you can hear him muttering in the background. He's always going around muttering angrily, and something he doesn't like, he gets really aggressive, and he's like 70 years old. And even the guy that was in the room last night said, yeah, he's like the real child, like totally two-faced. But anyway, so the Ukrainian administrator, the young girl who works here, who got the told me not to interfere with the her Ukrainian male friends who totally smashed up the guardhouse. Yeah, twice. First, deliberately, and secondly, when they were supposedly repairing it, but leaving it in a total mess. But she gave me mean looks today. So I guess this old guy here was a comrade in arms, you know, telling stories about me. And now I've been kicked out, basically, which is, yeah, I expected, because this is what happens to me. I don't do anything wrong. I work really hard. I show initiative. But when people talk shit to me, I just try to get them to be a bit more respectful. And, you know, they don't understand the concept of being respectful. But this is a white European woman treating a white European male like absolute shit and giving preference to people from other countries. And like I said, with the white European elites being the problem, you know, it doesn't matter whether there's any justice in anyone's complaints. All they care about is, like she said to me, she goes, oh, you're not paying your way. Oh, I'm fucking working my ass off for them. And this place is so much better because I've been here. If you came here before and after, like every place I ever go, you'll see how much better it is in so many ways. But yeah, she was like disrespectful to me. And Vasily, who like I've helped these people every occasion. I've been literally unable to stand up. And then I go and totally do a complete room and vomit halfway through, yeah, violently. And then continue cleaning, continue finishing the beds. I don't complain, yeah. Whereas the cleaners here throw out sheets and towels and everything and pots and pans because it's easier to throw them out than to clean them, yeah. So I've brought laptops here. I've bought so many sheets and pillows and pillowcases and everything. I've shown so much initiative and it's so much better. But anyway, so I've been kicked out, but... she's given me to, I think, till the end of January, but and she's let me stay. See, I suggest something, and they say, no, it's impossible. Then a week later, they make the same suggestion, like it's their own idea. Yeah. So I suggested I could use the old showers in part of the building, you know, that nobody needs to use anymore. They got new showers, and, you know, and they're making up, saying excuses why not. And then she called me just then. The Ukrainian girl whose friend smashed up the guardhouse, and no one's complaining about that, and who gives me dirty looks and treats me like shit, even though I do everything they ever ask for me, whatever time it is, whatever time of day, and I'm always doing things and improving the safety, like broken tiles, they're just leaving lying around, they're razor sharp, and I'm covering up and moving them and shit. Anyway, I'm blubbering on. But, yeah, you know, this was my last resort. I've got nowhere else to go. I don't know when I'm actually expected to leave. But, you know, I've got so much stuff now, so I'm going to have to carry it all to the convent and give it away again because people throw out so much stuff, you know. And, yeah, I don't know what to do. Like, but, yeah, that's what happens. That's what shit happens. And that old guy was just, you know, some old guy can fuck up the life of someone like me. That's the world. And the white Europeans don't give a shit about white Europeans, yeah? All they care about is making money, and they don't give a shit. So, you know, anyone who tells me it's the Jews and not white European elites that are the problem really hasn't lived in the real world, you know? So anyway, I'll upload this now. I'll be packing again. You know, I don't know really know what I'm doing and why I'm doing anything anymore, because where are my allies? You know, where are the people? These are the people I'm supposedly fighting for, and look how they treat me. You know, foreigners can come here just because they don't like me or don't get their way. Like, he's a Soviet, old Soviet guy. He's used to telling people what to do, you know, to being privileged as a Russian in Estonia. And he's just an asshole like the other people here. And I've never been anything but nice to everybody and respectful. You know, I asked them not to, there's a sign up saying don't smoke in front of the door. And I asked them to read it and not smoke there. And they go, what do you want? And so I show them the sign. It's in three different languages. They go, yeah, what do you want? I say, don't smoke, you know. And they go, oh, what do you want? Anyway, so these people can complain about me. It's my whole life being mobbed and victimized. So, you know, I know I can't trust people. That's why I don't invest in people anymore. I mean, what's the point? Anyway, I'll upload this and I'll start packing again.